Welcome back to Musings of a Book Collector. This is episode number 10 in our special series devoted to the Sfarim and controversies in Masechtas Chulin. Comments, good or bad, are appreciated, and sponsorships are available. Now, we began already in previous episodes, we're continuing with that today, is we're discussing the first Tosfos in Masechtas Chulin, which Tosfos deals with. First, he brings down something called Hilchos Aretz Yisrael, which we spoke about, and then we start to go more specific in what he brings from Hilchos Aretz Yisrael, which is, bottom line, Tosfos' shita, that women could do shchita, not like the Hilchos Aretz Yisrael, which might be the Sefer Elder Hadani, that says women cannot do shchita. That's Shitas Tosfos. So we mentioned already that the Beis Yosef paskins like this Tosfos, and it's not just Tosfos, there's a bunch of other Rishonim that's what they hold, that the conclusion is women can do shchita. Then I brought that the Ogur comes along and he says the minig is women don't do shchita. And then I said the Ramah paskins like the Ogur. So in the last episode, we spoke about the Mahalach of the Marshal in his Yamshel Shloima, how he learns up and what his insight that he gives to this sugya. So previously, when I spoke about the Beis Yosef and the Ramah and their yachas to the Ogur, I had asked a question, and that was that something strange is happening. The Lamaisa, the Shitas of most of the Rishonim, as far as we're able to see, hold women could shecht. All of a sudden, the Ogur says, no, they can't shecht. That's what happened, that the Ogur says that they can't shecht, and furthermore, that the Ramah accepts it. And we don't even know why the Ramah accepts it, because as I said, in Dark Yemaish, he doesn't give us any meat to explain to us. We see that he knows about the Ogur, he has the Ogur, but that's it. We don't know what his reason is, why he accepts the psak of the Ogur as halach l'maisa, that women cannot do shchita. So the Yamshel Shloima has an incredible piece, the first two simanim in Yamshel Shloima Chulin. And when I was going through it, I was aiming on a bunch of different things. Some of the things I didn't unpack properly or to its fullest. And not that I'm going to claim that today I am fully going to unpack it, but there's certain points that I would like to explain, and it's going to help us understand much more about what's happening in the sugya at large. Not only about women being a shaychet, but more about shchita in general. So, first of all, part of my goal is that to explain the Mahalach HaLimud of the Marshal a little bit, and that is, when you read the piece very carefully, you see a lot's happening over here. The Marshal, he has the Beis Yosef. He's aware of the Beis Yosef. He has the Beis Yosef. He quotes certain Rishonim. He might have the Arzurua, might not. This piece of the Arzurua that he brings in, that I quoted, might be based on a Kli Rishon. It's not 100% clear if he had Arzurua. It sounds like he probably did, maybe not. So not always is every quote of his found exactly in the Arzurua, because it could be he had some other sources for secondary literature for materials of the Arzurua, but Arzurua was possibly a chiba that he had. But what was for me very important is he breaks up the shayla to that it's not just about women, he makes it a much broader shayla, which I claimed has to do with his general mahalach that he in part mentions in his introductions, that is that he took something from Tosfos, which basically is that Tosfos, it's not just about the blot or the sugya in front of you, it's about cross-referencing shas. Everything is game, and there's key questions that you have to ask that are much broader. And sometimes Gemaras and sugyas elsewhere, or klalim elsewhere, are going to play a role in helping us understand what's going on. So it's not just about women shechting, but there's a much broader question, and that question is a question of that needs a clarification, and that is, how does shechita even work? We understand you need shechita, but why are you relying on the person? This gets into conversations and sugyas that are beyond my pay grade for now, about Eidach Hanan Bisurin, and when that applies. So even if the shaychet, so to speak, whoever he is, male, female, passes all the tests that we learn about later on in Siman Aleph and further on, how is it that this works, that shchita even works, that we trust a person if there's no one, or let's say no one's watching him? So he deals with that, he brings that to the table. But there's a more fundamental question, which is about specifically about women, is how do we rely on women? And this is a question not specifically about Shechita only, but as the Marshal makes it much broader, this is a general question. How do we rely on them for kashrus? Do we rely on them for chametz, for checking of chametz? He adds a question that he was asked about relying on them for fish. And he talks about a whole discussion about that. Nikur, which we'll learn about later on, and if you could rely on them for that. And he presents his own diukim as he brings down the different pieces of information. And he adds a lot of valuable insight into the sugya. But for me, one of the things is that he's making this a broader question, and that is, how do we rely on Shechita? And what might be concerns about relying on Shechita? And that might play back with women and other cases. So, number one, what I spoke out also is that the claim in academia, so to speak, in the writings of different academics about the Marshal was they downplayed everyone who's masking the Marshal is superstar. That's not the Chas V'Shalom. That was not the question. The question was, after his lifetime, he had Talmidim, he was Rosh Yeshiva, he was on the Gedalei Adar. That was not up for discussion. The issue was, does his Svarim, or how does he have an impact on the next generations through his Svarim? Which Svarim of his cause an impact? So, Lamashal, Chuvis Marshal, that's quoted more, but the claim was, Yamshel Shleima, it doesn't have such impact. And part of the story, why they claim such a thing, is because the Yamshel Shleima is printed much later, way after he dies. He dies, let's say, in 1573, and volumes, it takes a long time, over 30 years, till some of the volumes start coming out, and then there's a very long pause, and then a few more will come out. Okay. Now, in general, there's a ha'ara that always needs to be made, and that is, there's a limit to what one could read into when one sees a sefer didn't come out at a certain point in time. And that is, putting out a sefer, especially the further back you go, is a very expensive and time-consuming endeavor. So therefore, just because a sefer came out 10 years after a certain person dies, whoever the person was, does not mean that, oh, in his lifetime he was famous and then no one cared about him. No, someone has to basically deal with the project. So there was no... people's lives were very busy. This is actually a tough period of time for Klal Yisrael already, when some of the volumes start coming out, so it just didn't get published. And, as I said, it was an expensive endeavor. And many Sfarim did not get published, and many Gedolim, which we know through different ways that they exist, that they were around and they were active, but their Torahs got completely lost. And why certain Sfarim last and others do not, or why certain become famous and certain do not, this is all lumped into the famous thing of Hakol Tali B'Mazel, Afilu Sefer Torah Shebehichol, which is a larger conversation. But the bottom line is, my claim is that this is completely false. The generation after the Marshal used, as soon as the Marshal came on the market, so to speak, was used by the Gedolei Achreinim. Most notably, when we're talking about Yeridea, the Taz, the Shach, the Domestic Eliezer, later on the Tur Shar, the Knesset HaGdola, the Prima Gadim, they use the Marshal Keseder, and deal with him, sometimes disagreeing. Okay, now, recently, Mechon Mishnah Serbaran, over the past bunch of years, they decided to reissue the Yamshel Shleima with footnotes. I mean, say the Yamshel Shleima, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, I could say from my experience, and it could be that someone will disagree with me, is not so much used in the yeshiva world. When I was in ninth grade and I had bought a Yamshel Shleima, it was these two volumes, ugly print, but not so much. It was not used so much. And even though it has materials on even many of the Yeshiva Shemasechtas, eventually at one point, the company, Yerushalayim, I think Nakon, Evan Yisrael, they republished it, they retypeset it, added a few marmakaimis, whatever. But again, I still don't know that it really took off, from what I understand. So recently, Mishnah Serbaran, they put out an edition of it, and slowly, you know, when the first volume came out, I was skeptical if it's going to continue and everything, but Lamaisa, today they have, I think it's 9 volumes, Chulin is 2 volumes, and they have, at least as what I looked at in Chulin, extensive footnotes. And the point of the footnotes is that they show, again, people handling the Marshal, learning what he has to say. And again, you see, and they did a lot of work that makes it easier, They have the Knesset Gdolos and the Domestic Eliezers, and they have the Tats and Shachs and everything. Very, very useful, making the safe, opening up the Sefer a lot, making it very, very useful to learn the Yamsha Shleima. Now, there's one problem, which I understand why they didn't bother with this, is like this. When you open up a Marshal, Yamsha Shleima, and the old prints, or even the print that I mentioned from that was printed before Mechon Mishas Rabbanan, it's like one big simen. And there's a lot happening, and when you read it quickly, you don't necessarily pay attention. Where is he talking? Where is he bringing down something? Where is he asking a question? Where is it really Adkan Loshayne of a piece of someone else? And what happens is it makes it hard sometimes to understand what, so is he adding so much to the sugya, and you have to be patient, and you have to look at it carefully. And we know our generation, talking about myself, we're lazy. We don't necessarily like to process the information, and we might move on very fast. And such as looking at this Marshal, we might miss out on this Marshal. But if you go through very carefully, one could see and unpack that there's a lot happening. So what ideally would have been is to break it up into more paragraphs. I suspect that part of the reason was it would have been already Chulin turned into two volumes. To break it into multiple paragraphs and all the different things and to show everything that's happening would have turned it into many more volumes, which financially would have been ridiculous. So I don't have a complaint ultimately on Mishnah Sabaron, but I, as a matter of fact, have a karasatai for what they did do for as far as what I saw in Masechtas Chulin, making it very useful. I hope to use it in other sugyas to be able to compare and to see how it looks in other sugyas too. Now, but the bottom line is that this key question that the Yamsha Shleima is asking or bringing up, which Rishayim deal with him about relying on Shechita already, one looks in the first and second piece of the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua also deals with this at length. He throws out the whole about Eilechan and Bisurin and the sugyas and Shas that deal with that. And these are the famous Lamdasha sugyas, and one learns Gittin. You get all, the beginning of Gittin, you get sidetracked after you just focus on, you learn the first Mishnah, and then right away you get into the sugyas, Davar Sheba'erva, as Chazak Yisura, all these types of terms and what they mean. And in the yeshiva world of today, you end up getting very bogged down with it. These are very important concepts. But here already the Pnei Yeshua introduces it, and he brings also the Marshal as one of the sources. So we see again impact of the Marshal. The Chassam Sofer, when in one of his first pieces in Chulin, also deals with this question. This is an important general question. Now, I'm not going to deal with that today as much, how we rely on Shechita. I'm going to move into another issue. And that, okay, now. The bottom line is, when you unpack what he says, you see that he gives us tremendous insight, I keep on saying, and that is as follows. L'chayr, it's strange. Could woman be a sheikhet or not? Akpi the Gemara, as Taisus and the Rishayim say, yeah, Rishayim, yeah. Comes along Elda Adani, no. Is it Hilchas Eretz Yisrael? No. Why? So when you learn the Agur, they don't do it. But what's the insight? What's the pshat? If you look at these, if you look at the Marshal, he right away tells us, and that is that something changed. The chumras that were added on over time made it, it changed Shechita. So it could be the times of Rishayim, Taisus, etc. It wasn't a Tairich so much to Shechita. But as the chumras were added on, asher nagu latrich biyameinu, mashalo yahaya biyam hakadmoinim umitoich ze nisraba habahala v'acharda. Everything changed into the whole way Shechita is done. It became a much bigger process, much more concerns. So what basically Yamsha Shleima is telling me, there was some type of shift. Now, so you want to know, is the Yamsha Shleima going to tell you that the Rishayim say that you can't shecht? There's no way to get out of it. The Gemara, l'chayra, and Rishayim, they say you could check. But something changed. And therefore, says the Marshal, and we know also the Rama, and the Agur, the women don't shecht. So what's interesting is like this, is that this Chumra Yisera of women not being able to shecht, which is how the Mordechai says it specifically on Hilchas Elder Adani, that Elder Adani says that women cannot shecht, and he calls it a Chumra Yisera. And what happens is that certain people go and they say, you want to know what's the story of Elder Adani? Look at Ibn Ezra, which we quoted already in the earlier episodes. Elder Adani, don't worry about the safe Elder Adani, baloney stories. What's interesting is that even more recent people, I saw there's a chibur from the a tremendous Talmud Chacham, Yishu Imbal. So he has a chibur on Yerdeya. And he also sort of when he talks about Elder Adani, right over here, when he's talking about our sugya of women shechting and everything, Elder Adani, Ibn Ezra, he throws out the Ibn Ezra, Kilu, Machim Mavek, and then he'll even bring you the Yad Yehuda says that sometimes you can rely on the Elder Adani if it's not against the Gemara, and basically he throws a dig at that using this Ibn Ezra. He goes even further, already throwing in a cryptic dig because the Yad Yehuda relies on the Eshkol. So it's a sort of a dig. He writes in these cryptic language of a dig. But the problem is that what is he talking about? When you're learning the sugya in front of you, which is the Ramah and the Marshal, ultimately they are accepting the Elder Adani / Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, this Chumri Yisera, that maybe in the times of Yerushalayim they held the Chumri Yisera, but it becomes the Halacha, Halacha Lamaisa. Bottom line, is a woman supposed to the Shechita according to the Marshal, according to the Ramah, according to the Agar? No. So the ultimately Hilchas Elder Adani is becoming accepted. That's the facts. So, but the question is why? The Ramah does not tell us why. The Agar does not tell us why, but the Marshal is giving us insight because of what the whole process of Shechita and the different Chumras that were added on over time made us to be nervous and more concerned about that we don't want a woman to do shechita. Now, there's all these different terms, and these terms are very important terms, and each one of these terms need to be defined, not only over here, and if you're using Marshal / Tosis type of language, you have to understand them in Kol Torah Kulo, what they are. One is Nashim Atzlanos, they're scared, they'll faint, Taitin Kalois. What do all these Lashonis mean? And how they play out over here. Fainting is also a concern for some men. Being scared of the sight of blood. Many people are scared of the sight of blood. Not everyone wants to be a tzala person or a doctor. But today, someone point to you, oh, there is such a thing as a woman being a doctor. So, historically, we have to check, was there ever a woman that was a sheichet? There were. But the point over here is it's not about women, it's about shechita. Something changed in shechita. What changed in shechita? Says the Marshal, that there was a shift in the chumras that were added on over time. And that makes it that it's a much bigger parsha. And that's why, the question, how do we rely on shechita? The answer is when you learn Siman Aleph, you see all different things were added in. You have to test it. He has to make sure he's tested. He gets a smicha. It's not so simple. He's supposed to learn the halachas all the time. There's a bunch of halachas in Siman Aleph which need to be unpacked. And Mirtz Hashem, some of them we'll talk about later on. Bottom line is, a lot of things happen to Shechita, and why that is also is a part of a greater story, but how do we know a Sheikhet's good when he's himself? He's tested, but we have to make sure he's up to date, so to speak, and that he's a reliable Sheikhet. His knives have to be checked. So the Marshal adds something else to the story. When he talks about this, and he says, he mentions the following concept. He says like this, that I saw when I was young, Bali Hara had that a nar would not shecht until 18 years old. Huh? What does that mean? A gadol is allowed to shecht, according to everyone. Right? The whole deal in the Mishnah is specifically when about a chereshayt v'katan, a woman, a vadim. But a gadol, there's not even a shayla. What happened? What's going on with these Bali Hira? These Bali Hira said that we don't want until he's 18. What's going on? Answer is, then what is he says like this, it says the Marshal, the chumr zu al pi hilchos Eretz Yisrael. That Mordechai. The Mordechai says in the same passage that the Mordechai brings down from Hilchos Elder Adani, which talks about if who could do shechita about women. It says the same thing about that we wait till someone's 18 years old. So we see here, says the Marshal, that Bali Hayra had a minig in his time that they would wait till he's 18. What's going on here? You're relying on Hilchos Eretz Yisrael? You're relying on Elder Adani? What's going on? I thought you don't rely on Hilchos Elder Adani. Furthermore, says the Marshal, there's a marker for this based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Shein Araya, about Yeshio HaMelech, that Kol Din Shadami Ben Ches Ad Yud Ches, Hichzer Lehen, and it's brought down the Torah. So why? So he says that since you need Yishvat Das and Yiras Hashem for Shechita, so there was a change at some point. Enochanami Be'etzem Be'ikra Adina Gadol could do Shechita. But we wait till he's 18. Why? Again, says the Marshal, Wilfrata idna de nagu kama chumrois beshchita kidifirashti. Roy lidmois lidnidon. So we bring it to here also. Now, he says specifically, if you find a 13-year-old that he tests out and he passed the test and we know he's a Yerushalayim, we would allow him. Same thing with a woman ba'etzim. As we'll see, eventually. But the point over here is that according to the Marshal, he's giving us incredible insight of what's going on. So, what happens is, when you break it down, is the Mordechai called it what? Chumrah b'Yisera. Elder Adoni, no. Marshal says, no, we have a Gemara like it. Now, furthermore, not just the Marshal. We open up our Shulchan Aruch. Right away in Siman Aleph. What do we find? The Ramah in Sif Hei says, V'yesh machmirin sheloi litin Kabbalah l'mi shehu pachos miben yud ches shana da'az gavre bardasu v'yedei lizar. The Ramah goes like the same Marshal. Okay. What's going on? So as I keep on saying, when you want to understand the Ramah, what do? You open up the Darkei Moshe. We open up the Darkei Moshe, and the Darkei Moshe brings down over here a chibur, a very important chibur, which I read very quickly in the one of the earlier episodes, and that is a chibur known as the Shulti Gibayrim. The Shulti Gibayrim over here says, he's bringing down the Mordechai, and he says, oh yeah, Chumras, yeah. Oh, but he says like this, Emes ki reisi b'dayreinu, kama bale hayra, shemachmirin, shaloi l'arasha, shum adam l'shkoit, ad shimal yudches shana, kedivrei, ilchaz Eretz Yisrael. Why? Ulai mishum debika matzu v'gadru b'gedr, de kama dardaki, shem mechrashen oisan l'shkoit, b'neim l'beinatzum, b'pachas mishana malolo, shem mekilam hein, b'shchita. So you see, and that the Ramah uses as his makar. So what's happening over here? If you're looking carefully, what's happening is that we're seeing that Elder Adoni is being accepted lehalacha by both the Marshal and the Ramah. For both, for two things. One is for the halacha of women, and two for even Yudches. Now, in both cases, for sure, for the Yud Ches, the Ramah says it's a Yesh Machmirin, okay? The Marshal also does admit if you have a Katan that's, you know, Yerushamayim, etc., we'll allow him. But the bottom line is, this is a Psak that is from Hilchus Eretz Yisrael / Elder Hadoni. And if you look in the Taz, right away, the Taz says, what's the Makar of this Ramah, Mordechai, B'Shem Hilchus Elder Hadoni? Then he says, oh, but look in the Darkei Moshe, even though what does the Mordechai say, the Loikaim Elon Kain, but the Darkei Moshe brings Hagoyis Alphasi, we know is the Shulti Gibayrim, which I just read, and then he brings you down the Marshal. Fine. But if you have a Baki Vizaruz, you'd give him a boy will allow. So too the Shach, what does he do? He brings down the Marshal. Again, so what we're seeing over here is the Marshal Yam Shishloim is being brought down, Halacha Lamaisa, by the two Gedolei HaPaiskim, the Taz and Shach. Okay, Gevaldik. Does the story end over here? No, it does not. But first of all is that once I see this, so the whole time I was asking, what's Pshat in the Ramah? So I wanted to say is, let's say for women, why is the Ramah all of a sudden accepting the Ugar? And I said, we don't have the Ramah. He doesn't write out all his reasons why he gets his conclusions. But from the Yam Shah Shlomo, we see what the Hezber and the Sugi is. So the Chayra, I want to claim at least, is that the Ramah agrees with the Marshal about this concept of that of the Chumra Yisaris that were added on, and all of a sudden now I have a makar because in Siman, the next Siman, in Siman Aleph, I mean a few Sifim later in Siman Aleph, we see from the Sugya of Yudches that even a Gadol has to wait till he's 18. Why? Vashtate in the Shulti Gibayim, which the Ramah and Darkei Moshe brings down the whole piece. So we see that there's this sudden concern. And when one learns Siman Aleph, there's a few other things we see that all of a sudden there was a change. Smicha was necessary to make sure that he was tested properly. All of a sudden, and this has to do with what the Marshal is saying, and I believe the Ramah accepts this concept also, that is, that the Chumras Yisaris caused a shift in what originally maybe someone would have said, that the Rishayim held that we rely on certain people for Shechita to change it and be much more careful. Now, the story doesn't end here. What is the when the Marshal says, I said the Marshal quotes this in an interesting Lashon. His Lashon was, Bali Hayra that he heard in his youth. Who's he referring to? So, another work of the Marshal, which we will get to discussing at a later date, is he wrote a Ha'aris on the Shechitas Ubedikas of the Marivail. So over there, in the beginning of the Chibur, he says as follows. He says, Gam ani kibalti mizikni shaloi litin kabalo l'nayrim lishkoit pachas mir hashana. Af shekasav ha-mordechai shechom yuseri avakishu mask v'lul moi talmud loy machmir. Then we're going to be mikkel. So Gevaldik, what do we see exactly? We see who his makar was. His makar was his Zayda. Now we know about his Zayda. Meir Raffeld, in his work on the Marshal, I believe originally was published as a chapter in Minhagei Yisrael of Sperber, shows how the Marshal, a tremendous influence of him was this Zayda of his. He has a lot of marmakimus about it. And the point is, that's who the Yamshel Shleima is referring to. And that's the Masaira. He's adding a line in his work on Hilchus Shechita Bedikas of the Marivail, giving us a little more now. But furthermore is, what's the piece right before it? The piece right before it, the Marshal says, the Agur about women doing Shechita. So you see that he's in what's happening is like this. In the Yamshel Shleima, it's a longer Chibur. In the Chibur on the Shechitas Bedikas, this is a much shorter Chibur. He doesn't go into the give and take of the whole sugyas most of the time. And he says different things. Sometimes he does. But over here, he brings down bottom line. Women, look in the Agur. What does the Agur say? Women can't do Shechita. What about Ben Yudches? Mein Zayd is Psak. Without going into it, why? When you learn the Yamshel Shleima, you have insight why. Fine. Now, what's interesting is like this. That is just a few more marmakaimas to conclude is like this. There's an incredible Tshuva Sefer called Beis Yaakov. This Tshuva Sefer was published in 1696, and it's a fascinating story behind the Tshuva Sefer, and Reitz Hashem will be one or two episodes in the near future relating to different things in Hilchus Shechita. But one of the Tshuvas that I came across when a while ago, and then I see over here in Yeridea, they all bring it down, is as follows. What's the age? We just said 13, 18, fine. So now, is there a period of time that someone should stop being a shaychet? That's his question. I saw the Ramah, I see the whatever, fine. What's the answer? So says the Beis Yaakov, Dover zel lo yiskir b'poiskin, v'tayim m'mavur da kol ufi masho. It's not, there's no clear guidelines. Dimu tash kayach, lo yiskir da kol ufi kayach. It depends on his strength. Someone could be already not as strong when he's 60, maybe. Achin ra'isi, and this is what I noticed at the time, caught my interest was, b'menhage m'rabavram kloizner, kasav b'klaf yashon shnas kuf ayin, shekasav, ha'ovel v'hazokin ben shmoinim shana, 80 years, v'anar koidin yudichas shana v'chulu, ayin sham shechshev elu b'hadi hani delo yishchitu. That just like 18-year-old boy shenutu shechita, so too an 80-year-old man should not do shechita. Harei the nasan kitzvah lezaken she ben shmeinim shana. Kol makom nira ikur kmo shekasa shakol fi koychavim tash koychay afilu bepachas mizman zel lo yishchayt mishum hachi lo kasa paisum shir zel. That's why it's not brought down beferish. Okay, now, so in Hilchos in Yeridei l'mashal I saw that the Gilyam Archa brings it down. This true is Beis Yaakov, and then I saw the Ber Hativ already. At least one of them is Metzayin to this Beis Yaakov. Fine. The Yad Ephraim from Ephraim Zalman Magolis talks about it, and others do too. Now, the point is, this fits into my claim that the Nakuda is that an 18-year-old person we're seeing now, or a Zakein, you have to be aware of that there might be, that you, first of all, sorry, for 18-year-old, that a 13-year-old, you should wait until he's 18, from this Rav Ram Kleisner, although that's not the main point of the Tshuva Beis Yaakov, but an 80-year-old, okay, well, So his Makar is from this Avram Kleitner. So recently there was a very beautiful edition of the Truth of Space Yaakov, which we'll elaborate on later on. But bottom line is, but they don't give you a Makar for this Rav Avram Kleitner. I wasn't sure, is there a Makar? What's going on with this thing? So it turns out in the journal Pama Yaakov, published a bunch of years ago, they have the Hagois of Rav Avram Kleitner on the Marivayals, Hilchos Shechita Subedikos. And over there we read one of the first Hagois is Mamish, what the Beis Yaakov brings down, about an 18-year-old shechting. Okay, so that is a cool thing that we have these Haggais that he saw, we have some of them today. And he brings down, va'avol v'zakim b'shon yishan, va'narakam kaidim shon yishan, va'suma v'chulu v'chulu, not to do shechita l'chatchila. Fine. What's the nekuda over here? This Rav Avram Kleitner. So it turns out Rav Avram Kleitner is the Sefer Menhagim of Rabbi Isaac Terna is heavily based off his Rebbe's Sefer. Who is that? The Rav Avram Kleitner. So Rav Avram Kleitner is bringing down that there was in l'chatchila that is zaken at the age of 80, or a nar of Shemayin Asushana, Shanatu Shechita. Where is this coming from? The Mordechai brought it down from who? The Hilchus Eretz Yisrael / Elder Adani. The Mordechai says the Chumash Yisera, but we see already earlier than the Marshal, earlier than his Zeda, that they accepted it, that you have to be careful about a Yud Ben Yud Ches. The Rabbi Avram Kleitner is making it that they even were concerned about a Zakim ben Shmainim Shana. So he's seeing like this, that don't dismiss so fast the Elder Adani. Or as I even showed, that the Sefer Igros HaMoifes calls it Reb Elder Adani. Now we're seeing it's brought down Mamish. So in the Marshal, Rabbi Avram Kleitner, and in the Ramah, they're going with this. They're bringing it down Lahalacha. For different cases, whether it's for the woman, whether it's for an old man, and whether it's for a boy until he's 18. Now, just to conclude, and that is the Tshuva's Noyim Yehuda. So Noyim Yehuda in the first volume on Yeridei has a Tshuva where you can already see that he's not too happy with Elder Adani, going with the Mordechai. The Mordechai is important person, and we said also the Rosh even speaks it out. These are Chumash Yisera. So in Chelik Beis, he was asked about a question about a Sheikhet that his hands were shaking. So it seems that it was brought into the discussion was a Lechem Apanim that saw somewhere B'Shem of Mordechai that if his hands are shaking or he's weak, not to do that, he shouldn't be a Sheikhet anymore. So whatever the source is of this Lechem Apanim, Noyim Yehuda has a very sharp language over here against Lechem Apanim, and then he says that the Makar, what's he referring to, is really the Mordechai that brought down / Hilchos Elder Adani, and that about a Zakein of 80 years old, but it's a Chumrah Baalmo. So it's not that it's accepted in Halacha so much, okay? And therefore, he wants to say the Noyim Yehuda is not like grabbing this. So he's very anti the Lechem Apanim, and bottom line is this goes into the broader understanding of his, which is based on the Mordechai, not to accept so fast the Chumras of the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael / Elder Adani. But over here we see from this Beis Yaakov / Rav Avram Kleitner / the Marshal / the Ramah that ultimately they are accepting this Mordechai. So even though, yeah, the Mordechai, you open up the Mordechai, Chum Yisrael, but all of a sudden you see when you open up Shulchan Aruch, that is the Makar, that's what's going on between the Ramah and Marshal. And now we're seeing Rav Avram Kleitner and the Zayda of the Marshal also. So yes, in all the cases, they're not paskening that it's usser for a woman to shecht, or it's usser that no boy after 13 could shecht. But we're seeing is that it does become part and parcel of the siach halacha of in Hilchos Shechita. And possibly why that is because of slash the Shultigi Bayrim and the Marshal, is because of all the different Chumras Yisaris that were added on. And not only a woman are we concerned with, we're even concerned with a man. When, why do we trust a man? And then that makes sense. It fits into what's going on Bechlal and different halachas that are found in Siman Aleph by the Ramah and more at length in Darkei Maisha. All the different things such as smicha and everything else, all because we are now much more concerned about shechita, and as parsha pshat, there's a lot at stake over here. You have to rely on someone, so that's part of what's going on over here. So it's not necessarily anti-women chas v'shalom. If a woman could do shechita or not, or if women did do shechita, we're seeing it's even being extended on a gadol. And so bottom line is, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael does make it, at least in some level, into the halachic conversation. And Emir Tzashem, we will continue discussing some other aspects in the next episode.